Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. And we're having our, this is our Christmas program, my 15th consecutive Christmas program. Even the ones that weren't on Christmas Day, but even when they were Christmas Day, I was right here live and in person. And of course, today we got our good friend Barbara Weltman spending some time with us. And Barbara and I have been talking about some charities. We've been talking about the reason for the season. Barbara is of the Jewish faith. I'm a Christian, and we're ebony and ivory here. I'll be the ebony. You can be the ivory, Barbara. But we're having a great visit because we care about each other. We love each other, and we work together. And just as I know so many of you small business owners do out there, all of you do, how you treat your folks. You know, Barbara, I was talking about that earlier. The way small business owners basically adopt their employees is amazing, isn't it? I mean, our employees become like family, don't they?
Precisely. I mean, maybe that seems to be an overused phrase, but it really is true that you become very close with the people that you work with.
Yeah, absolutely. So I do want to do a little bit of tax tips because I want to get our money's worth out of you today a little bit, Barbara. So give us one of the things I want you to talk about is this brouhaha that happened in Washington this week between the Republicans and the Democrats. We talked about this a little bit yesterday with one of our political guys, Rich Galen, and as it turns out, the Republicans in the House are caving in. And they're going to adopt the Senate bill, which is only going to extend the 2% payroll tax cuts tax holiday, I really should say, for 2 months, Barbara. Now, and then they're going to take it up again. And some people might think, well, that makes sense. It's over the holidays, et cetera, et cetera. But it really creates a problem for employers, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely. You have to gear up your all of your payroll systems and get ready to handle everything, and then you don't really know what it's going to be. And it basically it sets up another fight 2 months from now.
Right. So what do you think about all this?
Well, I think one of the things that people are not talking about, it sounds so nice, and they say, oh, we don't want to increase anybody's taxes. Well, it's not really an increase. It's just going back to the basic mm-hmm. rate that we've had for so long. People don't realize that this is money that ordinarily would be allocated for Social Security.
Billions of dollars that's being taken from the Social Security Trust Fund.
Precisely. And people just are not sort of paying attention to that. Now, it's true that we don't really have separate accounts under Social Security. That's kind of a myth.
You mean it's really a Ponzi scheme? Is that what you're saying?
It's not. It's exactly that, because it's based on current workers paying for retirees.
That's the definition of a Ponzi scheme.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But many of us thought for years that, oh, we were putting our own money aside for ourselves in some lockbox, which obviously we now know never existed.
Mm-mm.
So
yeah, absolutely.
I think basically we're just postponing a day of reckoning.
But see, here's the thing: as I said yesterday, Barbara, this is another example of where small employers are getting the back of the hand from the government. Nobody really stood up on their hind legs. I guess some of the Republican House members did, but basically the majority didn't stand up and say, "Wait a minute, you know, this is going to be rough on small employers. They could potentially have two different collections, tax collection systems this next year. And how do they get ready for this? And what if we don't extend it after February, et cetera, et cetera?" I mean, it's a real knee-jerk kind of thing for them, isn't it?
Well, let's put it this way. It always seems that small business is the last thing on the minds of people in Congress. So I'm not at all surprised.
Right.
small business, despite the importance of small business in the economy, it always seems to be an afterthought.
Well, it's not when they're trying to invoke our name for their advantage, for sure.
Well, right? That's true, too. But
what are some other last-minute tax tips that you could have for us?
Well, you still have a couple of days to go to a financial institution and sign the paperwork to create a retirement plan, a qualified retirement plan for your business if you don't have one and you want one, especially if you were profitable in 2011. This is a good way to shelter your income while saving for retirement. Another thing is, it's a great time. I just wrote a blog this week about cleaning up your balance sheet.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a good time to look and see what receivables you could collect, what payables you want
or write off receivables that you're not going to collect.
Exactly. So this is the time to really look at what's what and deal with it. I mean, you know, you still have time left, especially if you're on the cash basis, as mm-hmm. many small businesses are. You have control over these things, so use it to your advantage.
Well, and I talked about inventory too. If you got inventory that's getting obsolete or it hasn't sold, it hasn't turned, it's getting a little worn, a little long in the tooth, convert that into cash. Whatever somebody will pay you for it, convert that into cash, because that's inventory baggage that you're not taking into the new year, but it is cash that you can take into the new year. Maybe you might need that cash in January and February, Barbara.
Precisely. I think that's a great idea.
Converting baggage into something positive. Barbara, give us that website again, please.
It's BarbaraWeltman.com.
And her radio show every Monday afternoon on WS Radio. Check that out. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy Hanukkah. Stay with us.
Festival of Lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.